Alberta 4.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:07. We are topping out at 38 today. Some fog this morning. It's like pea soup out there.
It sure is. I did see from the Argus 911 that the Sanders are out, but the DOT is still urging for drivers to slow down, please.
Yeah, there was a photo that KSFY tweeted of an accident at, now, I don't know where this is.
North, it says Timberline?
I-90 and Timberline?
Where is that?
I don't know. There's no Timberline exit. That's why I'm confused.
Yeah. Timberline Avenue.
I'm sure it's close to...
It must be like the avenue like right by getting off on the exit or something. I'm not sure. But yeah, that looks pretty bad. There's been a ton of accidents this morning. Some of them just with things
It is the Timberline exit on I-90. Oh. It's east of Sioux Falls.
Oh, okay. A car hit a light pole at 69th and Hemmingstone Trail. I mean, there's like a whole bunch of accidents like that.
Oh, it's the exit where that Yogi Bear camp is.
Oh, okay.
That's the exit. So, yeah, the on-off ramps. See, they're sanding the highways and getting the de-icer on the interstate, but they don't go up and down every on and off ramp.
Those are the worst.
Yeah, so coming down a downhill off ramp, yeah, you better go.
I was going less than 20 on the Lennox ramp when I was going out to the interstate.
And the bad part is, what you should probably do is going down the interstate is start slowing down, turn on your blinker super early,
mm-hmm.
and start, just let off the gas and start slowing down. If people get annoyed behind you, they can pass you.
Right.
I mean, it's not the day to be going fast.
No, it's not. I have people passing me and I'm like, are you freaking crazy?
Yeah.
And then we would get like a couple miles up and the people that had passed me were going way slower then. And then like it completely slowed down. That was early this morning. So
now if you were trying to get some fast food at a drive through and a funeral procession's going through, you have every right in the world to go crazy.
That is bizarre.
This happened in Pennsylvania at a Burger King, and the guy who was who had passed away, his name was David Keim Jr., lived by his own rules, according to his daughter.
Okay.
So they sent him off and picked up one last burger. There were flags on the hearse as it went through, and he was a World War II veteran, died at the age of 88, and... he was a regular at this Burger King, so that was why they went through there.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
And yeah, but still, I'm just trying to get some lunch.
Yeah, it's odd.
And a funeral procession is... Now, I don't know if the whole procession went through, but the hearse did anyway, because there's a photo of it on this story on foxnews.com. But yeah, I mean, I do the respect... thing and pull over when a funeral procession is going by.
Right, as you should.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, when it happens like near rush hour, it's kind of like, I feel like a jerk for being upset, but I'm still upset. You know?
It can be frustrating.
Yeah.
So I understand that. But yeah. Mm. And you never know when there's going to be one.
You know, the other thing that always makes me laugh too is when you're on the interstate and there's like an ambulance with its lights and sirens going the opposite direction going by,
mm-hmm.
and you see people pull over to the side of the road in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that on the interstate.
I know. It's funny though that people do that.
It makes me laugh every time.
You don't have to get over there.
And you don't even have to slow down or stop on that side. You just have to make sure you're in the right lane, let them get by.
Right, exactly.
That's really all you have to do. That's why it's set up that way.
Mm-hmm.
In the city is different.
Mm-hmm.
But on the interstate, just get out of their way.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you. That was a good PSA.
Yeah.
Good talk.
Good info. we were complaining about Shockwave crashing our computers.
Yes.
We're not the only ones.
We're not?
We're not the only ones. Got that next. Hang on. Morning,
sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, it is 8:23. Andy and Mel, up to 38 today. The fog is still very thick. I'm looking out the windows to see how far I can see, and I cannot see, like, over across Louise Avenue. Normally, I can.
Yeah, it's like a block of visibility.
About a block, a little more than a block of visibility, at least from what I can see out my window. Anyway, we are... at 33 right now, and it's still slippery. on off ramps, especially if they're the ones that go down.
Be careful.
Well, if you have to stop at the bottom. Yeah. Anyway, like I-90, most of them, I think you, well, most of the ones in town, you go down.
Mm-hmm.
They're a bridge over the street, so.
A lot of them do, yeah.
Pretty much all of them. So, yeah, careful. Go slowly on the off ramps this morning. So far, I'm winning the over-under on accidents, cars involved in accidents on the racetrack.
I'm very surprised, but I'm glad you're right.
The racetrack, by the way, is our name for I-229.
Yeah.
Primarily in the 10th Street to Cliff Avenue area.
It seems most of the accidents I'm seeing are kind of more on the side streets.
Yeah, and that's the part that wasn't getting salted and graveled up and whatnot. So.
They are out right now, but the DOT is still asking for you to please slow down.
Mel and I were complaining a little while ago about how Shockwave is ruining our lives on our computers.
It is.
And Odell's on the phone, and he's got the same problem, don't you?
I just want to say, you are not the only person having a problem with Shockwave.
Oh, okay, good.
Because I thought I was tripping. I'm glad y'all said something.
Yeah, it is really annoying. I've been having problems the last 2 months with Shockwave crashing.
Yeah, about the same. I actually downloaded the program again the other day because I thought I deleted it, because I deleted a bunch of stuff. But
what?
Obviously, that was not the problem.
No, what browser do you usually use?
Oh, yeah, it's that Chrome.
Chrome, yeah.
Is it just something with Chrome?
Yeah, Chrome is a big fat ass that eats up your whole computer.
So ridiculous.
Yeah, I think that's the problem.
It's the best one, but unless you have like 4,000 gig of RAM, it will take over your computer.
Yeah, and that's what has happened.
Yeah.
Very annoying.
Every time, yeah. If I need something to work, I use Firefox.
Mm. Yeah, because then
I think
you know
Chrome. I like Chrome better, but it eats up my whole computer.
I don't like that my Shockwave keeps crashing all the time.
Yeah.
I know, every video, every time.
And then I can't get to anything else because it keeps trying to get to it. So,
yeah.
So then it takes me about 5 minutes to be able to do anything on a web page.
Yeah, because everything's unresponsive.
Yep, exactly.
Here's the funny thing. I tried downloading an extension to Chrome that's supposed to block Shockwave and Flash unless you tell it to load it.
Oh. Yeah.
And it won't load it.
It won't load that?
It won't install the extension, no.
What the heck?
It won't install it.
I'm so sick of this.
I know. Probably because Shockwave terrible. Crashed.
Probably.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Odell.
Yep, bye.
But, yeah, I am just... I showed Mel a little trick to see how much of her computer it's eating up.
It's a ton.
The Control-Alt-Delete, and then go to the Task Manager. And, yeah.
It's a ton.
A bunch.
I am so sick of this. The last couple months I've been having trouble. And anytime I try to get to something quickly, then it takes forever to load the page because of Shockwave, and then it crashes, and it is very frustrating.
Yeah, it is annoying.
I might have to stop using Chrome.
Internet Explorer is the worst and always has been.
I'm just going to use Firefox again or something if I have to, because
Firefox is
ridiculous.
But the thing is, I like Chrome with like the Gmail, and
I know.
I like it the best, but it...
I am in total agreement, but it's causing issues.
Keep as few tabs open as possible.
I only have 4 right now.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Usually it's 10.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 on my laptop open right now.
That's normal for me, but yeah. I've been trying to keep it smaller today to see if that would help.
There's a guy in Chicago who is a genius.
Okay.
The CBS TV affiliate there just did a story on a 20-year-old guy named Rafal. And every time he parks his car, he attaches his own boot to the front tire, like the kind you get. I don't know if they do it here in Sioux Falls, but in bigger cities, you'll see a boot put on a car.
I've seen that before, yeah.
When you get parking tickets or whatever, and they basically lock your car so they can come tow it later.
Yeah. Well, you see that at like in movies all the time, but you don't really see it around here in Sioux Falls.
Well, somebody asked him, why does he do it? He said... so nobody steals it. His car is a yellow 94 Acura Integra, which doesn't sound like it's a real big risk, but those older cars are actually more commonly targeted by thieves because they're easier to steal than modern cars.
Oh.
And then they strip their parts, and the stripped parts are worth about the same.
Oh.
So he bought a boot on eBay for $100. And according to a Chicago official, there's no ordinance banning someone from putting their own boot on their car. So
I think it's a great
legal.
Idea.
It's like, brilliant.
It's like getting one of those things, the car wheel. What was that
the
thing?
Club?
The club.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that. It's just one for your tire.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a great idea.
And those are a lot tougher to like cut off than the club was. I mean, I saw a video on YouTube. A guy got rid of a club in like 30 seconds or something like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So anyway, a genius.
It is.
Put your own boot on the car and then what are you going to do? Put another boot on the car?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to get anywhere stealing a vehicle with the boot on the car.
Probably
on the wheel,
not.
You
no.
Know?
No, probably not. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I can explain it to you, but I can't understand it for you.
It is 829, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Drive slow, don't be dumb. It's 842, 38 the high today. Still foggy out our window and 34 right now. Just barely above freezing.
It's our PSA for the day.
Don't be dumb.
Don't be dumb.
Yep. Mike's on the phone. How are you, Mike?
Good. Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
You guys know the answer here. All right. I got a heated discussion here. If you're eating an apple and you throw it out the window, that's littering, right?
No.
Yes.
Okay. Because what she's trying to tell me is it's not littering because it's biodegradable and it'll degrade and it's completely legal to throw an apple out the window.
No.
It's littering.
I don't think it's littering.
No, it's littering.
Show me where it says that throwing an apple out is littering.
Throwing anything from your car is littering. Doesn't
That's
matter.
What I'm saying.
Show me where it's
no,
at.
But the law states that if it's biodegradable, then it's not littering.
I'm pretty sure it's still littering.
I don't think it is.
I think it's littering too.
It's not littering. It's completely. You're feeding animals.
In the winter time, because so many animals are going to eat it.
Yeah, well, a banana peel is biodegradable too, but that could cause a car to skid into the ditch.
Allegedly.
At least in a cartoon.
In cartoons, yeah.
I think it's littering.
I think it's littering too.
I don't think so.
Okay.
See, how come it's the girls think it's not littering and the guys think it is? That's
because girls are better at excuses than we are.
We're right. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah. Well, we're going to find out for sure. Thank you for the call, Mike.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I've already been Googling.
Okay. Google master.
And, here it is in a PDF pamphlet from the City of Sioux Falls Public Works. City Ordinance Section 18-2, Littering. It shall be unlawful for any person to throw, drop, cast, or deposit upon any street, alley, sidewalk, lake, stream, river, pond, body of water, or any yard or premises, public or private, any filth of any kind, or cans, paper, trash, paper containers, rubbish, bottles, or any form of litter or waste matter. Any form of litter or waste matter.
Okay. I didn't hear apples in that list.
Oh, good hell. It didn't specifically say styrofoam either. That's not biodegradable.
I just didn't hear anything about apples. I seriously grew up
Are you seriously?
That it's okay to throw an apple out.
Well, yeah, if you live on
fruit.
A farm.
So that's.
And you're out in the yard and you chuck an apple into the trees. Yeah, that's fine. It's not like you chucked a pop can out there.
I don't think it's illegal. I don't think that you're going to get a ticket for throwing an apple out.
Do you think it's okay to throw anything from a car?
An apple's fine.
No, I'm pretty sure it's not okay to throw anything from a car.
If it's done safely, there's nobody behind
Define
you.
Define safely.
Nobody
throwing
behind
objects
you?
While you're driving.
Nobody behind you?
While driving. Throwing something would not be careless driving or distracted driving type instance.
Okay. How? You just
Oh,
toss.
Right. You still text and drive. So
I don't
what am I talking
text
about?
And drive.
So you really think it's not illegal? Do we have to call the Sioux Falls Police Department?
You go ahead.
Okay.
Get a clarification. It doesn't say fruit on there.
Okay. I think that would fall under the any form of litter or waste matter.
I don't think it's a waste matter.
If it's not waste, why are you throwing it away?
Because you're just done with it. It doesn't mean that
that
it has
means
to be
it's waste.
No, it's not
That's
getting wasted.
Pretty much the definition
See,
of
it's
waste.
It's not getting wasted because an animal can eat it.
God. Now you don't even actually disagree with me. You're just trying to torque me off.
Maybe a little.
Okay. Then do I have to call the Sioux Falls Police Department?
Yes.
Okay.
I would like a specification on that.
Okay. You go to the city council meeting and make them change the ordinance to say apple cores.
Or fruit of Or food.
I'm pretty sure any form of litter or waste matter would work for that definition. Anyway, okay, now I got a phone call to make. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. We are at 854, up to 38 today, 34 now. The texts I'm getting at AM at hot1047.com are all disagreeing with you.
They are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, Mel. Littering, even though it's biodegradable. Still littering. So Mel would say it's okay to throw a cheeseburger and fries because somebody
could eat it. Just make sure it goes in the ditch. I'm saying.
So what's the difference from throwing an apple out the window to one falling from a tree? Both end up on the ground.
Oh.
Well, if one has an apple tree in their yard, that should be known. Yeah. Plus, apple trees don't drive cars and throw apples out the window.
I think
that would be the biggest
difference.
Would
go in the ditch. It would be
so,
okay.
We'll see if we can get hold of Officer Sam Clemens. He's like the public information officer at the Sioux Falls Police Department, and I'm pretty sure he's going to say it's illegal.
This is Officer Clemens.
Hi, Officer Clemens. This is Andy and Mel from Hot 104.7 Radio. How are you?
Good.
We have a really dumb question for you.
Okay.
Is it illegal in the city of Sioux Falls to throw an apple out your window while you're driving?
Yes.
Okay, is it illegal on the interstate or side roads out in the country and stuff?
Yep.
Because it's littering, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But what if it's biodegradable?
It's still littering. They have trash cans for that sort of thing.
I'm just asking the question that everybody wants to know.
I know.
Yeah. No, it's you can't throw anything out of your vehicle.
Yeah. It's okay. Illegal.
What if you're at a stop sign?
Stop! Would you just stop? We're wasting his time already. Officer Clemens, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There's 50 seconds of his life he's not getting back.
You didn't let me finish asking my question to him. That was important.
Because, no, it was not important. He's got a police briefing at 10 or 10:30 today that he's got to get ready for.
Yes,
and
in an hour.
And we took up a minute of his prep time from that, so...
We're rude.
You did not need to ask whatever.
I still want to know if you're at a stop.
What was the question?
If you're at a stop sign and you threw it out, would that still
be littering? Yes.
Okay.
I don't think it really matters whether you can litter when you're walking. What difference does it make if the car is stopped?
Okay. I'm just asking.
Okay.
Because it wouldn't be causing like a hazard or something.
It isn't the hazard so much as it is the litter, the eyesore.
I still think an apple would have been okay to throw in the ditch.
All right.
I think so.
It's still littering. I'm sorry we had to waste his time. Anyway.
You decided to call
him.
I hope
if we ever need to call him again, I hope he doesn't have caller ID.
He'll probably block our call.
He's going to send it straight to voicemail.
Hot 104.7.com.